The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this third day of June, 2024. Indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and it has been for 50 years, and so tonight, our board op, our producer, they call him Skinny Kenny, is Ken.
You haven't seen me in a while, have you? How you doing, Pastor?
Hanging in, Ken. And, of course, way out yonder, we have, well, before we go out, way out to Missouri, right here in the studio, we have my co-host, Aaron Gunn-Ni-Us.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, Joe.
Alrighty.
Hello, Aaron.
And there he goes. He's the legend, the Missouri legend out there. He outlasts any old tractor.
Your highly unpaid professional assistant is here.
Right.
Ready to work.
Being put back together by the VA, piece by piece.
Piece by piece, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, getting old's a lot of fun, Joe. It is, right? Okay.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, especially if you've, like you and I, have had rougher lives and had a few things happen to us that didn't to a lot of people.
Well, we have more memories than we do money. I know that. And but, you know, and that's why I have to do this right now, Joe.
And we have a lot more metal parts.
Yeah. Right now, I've got to tell the folks out there that we are, normally we don't do anything till Pledge Week, and Pledge Week's a couple weeks away. We don't, we try not to ask for funds, but right now we're in kind of a serious situation, so, you know, really don't want to go off any more stations. It's summertime, and I know people have been feeling Bidenomics, but folks, we do need to hear from you, because every station, you know, every station is under a threat. We could go off your station, you know, and we don't want to. We want to stay on there, especially now. It's more important than ever, between now and November, that we not only stay on the stations, we really need to go back on. And we had plans on some of the stations we went off by September. We were hoping to get back on them all. But anyhow, we definitely need to hear from you out there, so give them the address, Joe.
The address is WRWL Ministry, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. That's WRWL Ministries, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065.
Well, Joe, we haven't been getting the funds. Is, you know, the funds have dropped off, but what hasn't dropped off is the letters we've been getting from people. And so many of them say, and I praise the good Lord for you folks out there that write us, to take time out of your day to send to write a letter and let us know, because we need it here. We need to hear from you, you know, to keep us energized and so, because we get, believe me, we get the opposition likes to write us too, and they never have a return address, never. But anyhow,
you should see some of the wonderful hate mail we've gotten over the years.
Yep. Anyhow.
Threats and words that we wouldn't use on air to even describe the things they said about it.
No, we couldn't use on air.
We couldn't say it on air.
But anyhow, I want to just say thank you for all those letters, and it does encourage us. We need that encouragement like you need the encouragement. So, and also, if you don't get our newsletter, you really should get the newsletter. It's a lot of good information. We've got so many compliments from people over the years telling us how, please keep sending us that newsletter. And so, anyhow, you can get the newsletter. It's free. It don't cost you anything. By just writing WRWL Ministries, or just WRWL, that's all. And 14781, that's 14781 Sperry, that's Sperry Road, Newberry. It's Berry Road, Newberry, NEWBURY, Ohio, 44065. That's 44065. Or go up on the web internet and just go to WRWL.org. That's our website, WRWL.org. And all that information is up there where you can write to. And just say, please send me the newsletter. But it's very important that we get a very good, clear address. Okay. It's very clear, the zip code, because we often get addresses that are not clear, or there's mistakes in them, and it costs us money to do that.
And people do forget. I went to pay a bill and forgot to sign the check. So things happen, right?
Yeah, and now, you know what else happens? People will sit down at a certain time of the month, and they'll send out the checks to everybody, and they'll often send us somebody else's check. We've got
that's
checks.
That's happened, too.
Yeah, and... in fact, we just got one here that brought the check-ins, and she said, I don't know what to do. There's two checks stuck together, and one was for complete total ministry, different ministry. I said, send it right back to them. But that happens a lot. Anyhow, we got to get into the message. Do you remember the title of the message?
I sure do, and it's called A Green Tree and the Dry.
A Green Tree and the Dry. We're going to start today in Luke chapter 23, verse 13.
I bet somewhere in this we'll find something about a green tree, huh?
Yeah, when you get down towards verse 31, I'm pretty sure you will.
All right, so how far do you want me to read?
Well, let's take a why don't you read read verses 13 through 17 and then stop.
All right. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me, as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him.
Okay,
for of necessity, he must release one of them at the feast.
All right, so here, now think about this. Now, remember, we're under warfare. They have, today, they have weaponized all the agencies against us. The entire federal government has been weaponized against Christians. You know, yeah. White Christian men, okay, but Christians altogether. And so here now, what
system,
he's...
They call it lawfare, but the other is kind of like government warfare, right?
Yeah, it is. And so here, now you see, here both Pilate and even Herod, and, you know, these guys, these were not people of the best known character, but they could find nothing wrong. They could find no fault in the Lord Jesus. Now, here, you've had all of these legal scholars. I watched Turley, trying to think of his name.
Hannity.
Hannity. Well, not Hannity. I'm talking about the legal scholars. There's a number of legal scholars.
Oh, yeah, the liberal.
Mark Levine.
Yeah, Mark Levine is one, and there are several others.
Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, there's a number of legal. I mean, just a whole host. Probably 10 or more legal scholars have been on and said that there has been no laws broken. There is no crime. And they're charging him with a crime that the statute of limitations had run out, if it was a crime, okay? But here's the point, going back to this. There's nothing new here. We saw this, you know, what they're doing to Trump, what they did to the Lord Jesus. And you had, again, today, you know, when Trump was said, these people are evil, they're wicked, and they're evil. He's absolutely right. These are Satan's children. Jesus told the Pharisees, when he said, woe unto your lawyers, woe unto your lawyers, he referred to your father, the devil, okay? And these people are evil. They are wicked to the core. And he says, and they cried out all at once, saying, away with this man, release unto us Barabbas, for who a certain sedition made to the city, and the murderer was cast into prison. And so here now, remember, what is it that they're doing with Bragg and these others, these prostitutors that George Soros has bought and paid for and put in? They convict the innocent, and they let the guilty go free.
Right, and they're putting them out on bail, and they re-offend, and they go back out on bail.
Yeah, and therefore, he goes on to say,
no consequences for evil, but if you are against them, anything is fair game. If they don't have a crime, they'll make one up, which is exactly what they did.
Exactly. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again unto him. But they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. Remember what they said? Let his blood be on us and our children. And they got their wish. And he said unto them the third time, why? What evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. Now remember Pilate's wife, she had the dream. And in those days, boy, they put a lot.
Stock in dreams, yeah.
Right. Yeah, they believed that they were from the gods or whatever. And obviously, God did speak to people in dreams. We saw him come to Joseph in a dream and other people in a dream. And here they're now, so... And so he did not want to have anything to do with Jesus. He wanted it's why he sent him to Herod, go ahead and set him free. And they were instant and loud voices requiring that he might be crucified, and the voices of them that, you know, the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate grew and gave a sentence that he should be as they required.
Can I back up before you go any further? You know, back up when in 18 when they all cried, you know, give us Barabbas, release Barabbas, away with Jesus. I'm just thinking, Barabbas was what? He was charged with sedition and murder. So here we have a person, real sedition, and he's going to be freed, and the innocent man is going to be crucified. So somebody guilty of both sedition and murder, which were both capital offenses. And it just reminds us today, the guilty like Hillary, free, all the different liberals that have done these horrible things, lied and steal,
Fauci,
you know, cheat, they're going free. But the innocent man is the one they are trying to put away for, what, 100 and something years, right?
Absolutely.
And they would like to see him dead, if possible. I mean, they've said so.
They're trying to
say. They didn't care if it,
They're trying to introduce legislation that Benny Thompson is trying to introduce legislation to take away the legitimate President Trump's Secret Service.
Service, protection. Right.
Yeah.
Hoping that somebody would kill him.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's trying to murder him, right?
Absolutely. Now, remember that same wicked man, he was partly responsible for the deaths of those people, Babbitt and the other lady, Roseanne Boylan and Ashley Babbitt.
Beaten to death.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy, Thompson, I watched the entire thing with those hearings where they had this, the select committee, and these people were the most corrupt, wicked people. And Thompson, he never told the truth one time. He never once told the truth. This guy, his hatred is not his Trump derangement. This fella, Joe, is you can tell he hates white people. He hates especially white Christians, okay?
Yeah.
And he never once told the truth. The entire time he lied, every time he hit 10. So there's something he's afraid, too. He knows if Trump gets in, and Thompson's been disgraced so many times for lying. He's up there. He could give Adam Schiff competition in that area.
Serious competition.
Yep. Anyhow, so here he goes on to say, and Pilate gave sentence that he should be as they required. Remember what they were doing. The lawyers there were letting them know, look, you don't want Pilate, or you don't want Caesar. You don't want Caesar to hear that there's a man who's proclaiming himself to be a king here, right here in Jerusalem, and you're allowing it. You're allowing it when we know that there's only one king, and that's Caesar.
Caesar, right.
Do you want Caesar to hear that? That's what they were doing.
Right, but they didn't mention that Jesus didn't, he claimed my kingdom is not of this world. See, so they, again, lie by omission.
Right.
By not telling the truth, because, again, that wouldn't affect Caesar. Oh, my kingdom is not of this world. Well, that wouldn't bother Caesar much, because he ruled this world.
Right. And so here now he goes on to say, and as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simeon, a Cyrenian, coming down to the country, and on him they laid the cross that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of women, which also bewailed and lamented. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. So he was talking about a time coming very soon there. And that was, what, in 70 A.D., huh?
Yes, it was.
And so,
when the Roman general was told there would be no stone of the temple left on, you know, on top of another.
You had the Maccabees.
To the ground.
You had the situation with the Maccabees. And I mean, there was an awful slaughter of the Jews. Then shall they begin to say, to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. Now, that's a time that is coming, too. He says, and then that time is coming is what we call it, the Great Tribulation.
Tribulation,
huh?
Right.
Now, here's your answer for what we referred to. Here, this past week, again, Judge Alito's had come under attack by the Communist Party, by the Antichrist Communist Party, because on his wife's house, his wife owned a house. Well, they owned it, but it was left to her an inheritance. And then they had the house that they're living in. And she was flying the flag. First, she, at the one house, the country house, she flew the appeal to heaven flag.
Right.
The appeal to heaven flag. And so a lot of people don't understand what that is. We have that. And that flag was flown, if you see some of the old pictures of paintings and that, George Washington had that appeal to heaven flag, and this verse is what that's all about here. It's the green tree, it's the pine tree on a white background, And he flew that, and under that the Christian, and under that the Stars and Stripes. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry? If they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? Well, Jesus was referring to himself as the green tree.
Tree.
He was like a live tree offering life-giving fruit, wherein the people that he was speaking to, the Jewish nation, those that were yelling, crucify, crucify, they had become a dead tree, producing nothing but trouble.
No fruit.
No fruit, nothing but trouble. And so here he goes on to say...
Well, actually, you know, if you think about it, a dead tree, there is nothing for the birds, for the insects, let alone fruit for man. When the tree dies, it doesn't hold the soil. I mean, there is so much more in that one line than people realize unless they deal with horticulture. But a tree does, you know, dozens of functions at once, and also the great exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. So, I mean,
well,
it's a,
I've got one of those dead trees here on my property, and it's a home for buzzards. You don't want to stand underneath it while it's filled with buzzards. And so, and here you go. Let me finish.
Pastor, is this a, so the verse before that, the then shall the, they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us? Because that's a reference to...
That's the reference to the...
Great Tribulation?
Right. That,
right.
When that was, they're trying to get out from underneath the gaze of the Lord, because when he looks upon them, he's going to be in judgment, and they will be before him on their knees.
Do you think then verse 31 is a reference to all time from that point and back to his crucifixion?
Well, yeah, it's got a number of applications. It's, you know, it's like today. Okay, for example, if they do these things in a green tree, what shall they do to the dry? So what did they do to Ashley Babbitt? What did they do? Ashley Babbitt was a Christian patriot woman. All of those people
arms, didn't have a gun, a knife, wasn't carrying a club.
Roseanne Boylan was
actually trying to stop people from going through the door.
Roseanne Boylan was beaten to death, okay? And these were innocent people. Look at the J6ers. They're Christian patriots. They're innocent. They haven't, the only criminals, you got that bird. He was a dirty carpet, a dirty crooked. A sneaky, you know, kills an unarmed woman. And because of that, the Democrats are so corrupt. He got a promotion for killing her, for shooting an unarmed woman. They are completely corrupt. There's no part about the Democrats today that are not completely corrupt. And so, and we just saw this with this merchant. We'll be talking about that, the corruption in the court system.
We got to clean out every level of our government.
And there were also two other malefactors. Malefactors are simply males, led with him to be put unto death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right. The one on the right, Jesus said, today you will be with me, or as I say today, you will be with me in
paradise.
Paradise. But the one on the left, well, he didn't fare too well, did he? He ended up in Hades, didn't he?
Yeah.
And so, anyhow.
Because once you die, there's no calling upon the name of the Lord to repent.
So, we're going to stop right there, and we'll be back right after this.
They hate the whole Christian nation. Want to force our elimination. Made illegal our way of life. Perverted the meaning of man and wife.
Took away our free speech.
It's now a crime for us.
Christian people. Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
By the sea we store our nation. They can steal our salvation. We'll tell the truth, we won't lie.
Our victory comes from on high.
Christian people, Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
In the end, they will
to repent, or they will burn. They will burn. They will burn. They will burn. They will burn.
Yeah, you liberals got to learn not to burn. I'm going to tell you, repentance is the only remedy, the only thing. Now, let me ask you this, okay? What they're saying on PU, The View, those very unclean women, and you say, well, why do you call them unclean? Well, they meet the Bible criteria for what the Bible refers to, women that are vulgar, that have, that use vulgar language, cuss, swear words, things that they do, and then brag about their abortions. You guys, where the Bible refers to them as these are unclean. That's
and they talk unclean. About their sex life and perversions, and you name it, they do it.
Yeah, very whorish types. And so here they were all saying one at the time, and Donald J. Trump is a convicted felon, okay? Now, let me tell you something. There was, in throughout history, there were some very, very well-known convicted felons. And who do you think is the best-known convicted felon of all time?
The Lord Jesus.
That's exactly right. The Lord Jesus. Now, you had other people like Paul and Peter and James. And they were all...
Huss.
Pardon?
John Huss.
Yeah, all convicted felons. Huss came much later, okay. But they were all convicted felons, right? Now, let me ask you, were they convicted by a just judicial system, or were they convicted by corrupt judicial
system?
All right. Now, there was a fellow named Job, and Job was a very, very righteous man and one of the most righteous men in the East, and he was a contemporary with Abraham, in fact. Now, let me ask you this. Who was his prosecuting attorney who prosecuted Job?
The devil.
The devil himself.
Self, yeah.
And that was who was in Judge Merchan's courtroom. Merchan, whatever. Okay.
Juan, the corrupt judge.
Very, 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 very corrupt. And so, anyhow, we have a whole lot we're going to get to tonight. You know, speaking of corrupt, did you by chance watch Marjorie Taylor Greene go after Mr. Fauci?
I think she should be in jail.
Well, she showed the puppies he tortured. He tortured these people, letting, you know, had them where they were tied down, they couldn't move, and they let these fleas bite on them and eat on them, and it took them weeks to die slowly and painfully. This is what Fauci did, and they also did some experiment on children, okay? Fauci is evil, and so she asked him, she said, this is what you've done, and he's responsible for the deaths of many. This guy is a serial killer. He's a, you know, he's we told you about him way back, okay? And so here, do we have, play that clip there, Kenny, the one with Fauci.
So Dr. Fauci is going to be testifying tomorrow. What are you expecting? Well, you know, our investigation has confirmed that he did indeed lie. He committed a felony. He said that they did not fund, that the NIH did not fund gain-of-function dangerous research in China. We now know that to be untrue. We know he committed a felony. But what we've discovered now is that there was a massive cover-up from the very beginning. There was a behind-the-scenes effort to change the opinion of people. Many of the people, many of the Fauci colleagues, all believed that the virus did come from the lab. Their opinions were all changed, but then all evidence was then covered up. They began using burner phones. They began using couriers. They said, we can't do things electronically. I can take things by hand to his house. It sounds more like the CIA than the NIH, but it's unbelievable the amount of things that went on. They say, oh, we're safe now. I've deleted all those emails. I think we're safe now. What in the world would they actually mean by we think we're safe now? So there was a massive cover-up, and there's so many people that need to be interviewed in addition to Fauci. We have David Morenz, who worked for him for 20 years. We have the FOIA lady, the woman at the IT woman at NIH, who was explaining to them how to avoid FOIA and how to break the law. She needs to be deposed. There's all kinds of stones that could be unturned, but ultimately the buck stops with Anthony Fauci. He's in charge of the place, and he has the responsibility not only for the cover-up, but also responsibility for letting dangerous research go on that led to a pandemic, in all likelihood led to a pandemic that killed millions of people.
But I mean, you know, think about that. President Trump is in charge. He finds out about this COVID pandemic coming, that this disease is about to kill all these people. He's got his team right there. He asks, what do you think this is? Dr. Fauci knew all along that they were doing this gain of function research. And he says, oh, well, I think it's natural. I mean, really?
Well, see, we now have his emails, contemporaneous emails from the exact time when he was saying it was natural, nothing to see here, and that the NIH had nothing to do with it. We have the private emails where he and everyone in his inner circle was saying, oh, my goodness, we've looked at the genetic sequence and it looks to be manipulated. It looks to be a creation of a lab. And then they do the opposite. And it's even more nefarious than that. A few weeks later, Anthony Fauci gets up in the White House at the podium and he quotes a scientific paper to prove that scientists believe this came from nature. But he didn't tell people that he commissioned and edited the paper. He was behind the origins of the paper. And so there's so much dishonesty going on here and so much abuse of power. We've got to get to the bottom of this, and mainly because this research still goes on. It goes on in the United States, and it needs to be regulated. I have a bill coming forward that I hope will be bipartisan that will have an independent agency that oversees all of this dangerous research.
Well, you know, do you know what gain of function is?
It's weaponizing viruses to hurt humans.
Well, no, the gain of function is to have, go ahead and have a vaccine prepared and ready, and then you bring out the disease. Then
I thought gain of function research is taking a virus and weaponizing it so it affects humans in a more drastic way.
No, that's part of it. The part of it is to get the gain of function. You see, the gain is material, money-wise. So you gain, and the function is by going ahead and producing then the COVID. And this is what he was accused of. In other words, they knew ahead of time what they were going to do. They produced this and to already had so-called vaccines ready in the wings to make millions and millions and millions of dollars worth. But anyhow, Marjorie Taylor Greene exposed Fauci, and boy, I'm going to tell you, she did a great job of exposing him. They did the whole thing. Where did this standing 6 feet apart, where did that come from? Fauci claimed he don't know where that came. It just kind of appeared, okay? Remember, Joe, going all the way back, we told people in the very beginning, when this stuff, when they first started talking about this, bringing this stuff out back, in 2019, remember, 3 weeks before the first shot, remember we had Wendy on here.
Yeah.
It was 3 weeks we did that program before the first person took the first shot, and we were telling them, this is not a vaccine, it's a bioweapon. Don't take it. All the animals, test animals, died. And now, since then, millions of people have died. They say, they know that over worldwide, over 17 million people have died from those so-called vaccines.
Well, we know right now, they're working on the vaccine for the bird flu when it becomes transmissible to humans. It's not supposed to be a real transmissible virus, but they're working on
making
a solution to a problem that hasn't happened yet. And then they're working on the vaccine that's going to be one of those one-size-fits-all-new plagues that come. So they're already working on gain-of-function on several different levels.
And then you had this Congressman Garcia. I watched him. I could not believe. Again, like President Trump says, these people are wicked to the core. He's absolutely right, you know. And when it comes to this Congressman Garcia, he told lie after lie after lie today. It was just unbelievable how what does it say? All liars will have their place in Lake of Fire. They don't care about. They just flat out right. They've got no conscience about lying.
No, and Scripture's just got pages of things about liars.
Yeah. He was singing Fauci's praises, saying, what a wonderful scientist you are. How many people were saved and didn't die from the COVID because of your vaccines? What a liar.
Is this guy a Democrat?
Of course he is. No decent person would say that. And so, anyhow, you know, it's just like here, the corruption we have in that court here for the legitimate president of the United States being held in a jury in New York by 12 Democrats as the jurors. 12 Democrats, okay, on the jury. Okay, and unbelievable. And so what happens today with Biden's son? Well, they're right in his hometown, okay? And, again, the corruption. My question to the Congress, my question is to Mr. Johnson, when are they going to start defunding them? When are they going to defund the FBI? When are they going to defund the Department of DOJ? All of these, they need to be defunded. Absolutely.
When they get a majority of honest people in Congress. But that depends on the next election.
Go ahead, Aaron.
The good news is Jim Jordan, I just read that today, is they've got a bill he's going to support that's going to defund Jack Smith. And, of course, it has to get passed.
Yeah.
But there is an effort, a new effort being made.
What took him so long?
Yeah, good question. But since the sham trial verdict, I'll find the article.
Well, you know, there's now a lot of former Democrats are coming over. Unbelievable. A lot of Trump's political enemies are now have switched because of what they've done is so obvious to him. And they're coming out. These millionaires and billionaires are now supporting Trump. I mean, he raised a record amount of money. They've raised for his campaign just in the 1 week, $250 million.
Now, Fox News, actually, Joseph Wilson, commentator, a big story about never Trumper voters backing GOP, now backing Trump. And they talked about big venture capitalists, former Hillary Clinton donor Sean McGuire, donating $300,000 to Trump and going to donate more. And it goes down the list of a bunch of people that they're all saying that everybody, this double standard, this lawfare, is what turned them all. And different Democrats, University of Chicago Law School lecturer, donated a lot of money, and he wouldn't vote for him before. Now he's behind him. He said, we've got to get Trump in. The Democrats have just gone crazy. Basically, they're all three or four different people saying thing that this trial, seeing what the Democrats, you know, would do, the fact that they would go after people, they would change our whole legal system, they would lie, they would make up things, and everybody's saying the same thing. We've got to stop them. They can't be trusted. Trump is the only option. We've got to vote for Trump. They can't believe how much he's hated. We need, Trump. Just the different things. Democrats don't preserve democracy. They're afraid that the people, when given a fair choice, won't vote for them. And so on and on and on. And then they even had a sheriff in a blue state. He was a little tongue-in-cheek, but he said, "I'm changing teams. You know, I've been a law and order
That blue
sheriff.
State's California.
Put the criminals, in jails. Riverside Sheriff Chad Bianco. He said, "Now I want this criminal."
Well, there's been a number of sheriffs.
We've got to have this felon in the White House to make America great again.
There's been a number of sheriffs, Joe, that have recently come across and done that. Now here, Cash Patel is calling on the GOP to unleash subpoenas on Judge Merchan's family because they're all involved, along with the DA, Bragg. They're looking, and that's what they should be doing, because what they've done, he openly broke all the laws. I mean, he violated the laws. He violated Trump's rights. And here, the Republican Party should be right away subpoenaing them to come before Congress and testify, because
they should be calling him to be disbarred. They should
absolutely
be making a big stink about all the things he's done and demanding that the New York bar investigate him.
Absolutely.
They've been silent so far. They haven't used all the things that they could do.
Yeah, Aaron. They've
done very little, in fact.
Well, here's good news from Just the News. Jim Jordan calls to defund lawfare activities of Trump prosecutors. House Judiciary Chairman Jim Jordan on Monday is recommending that Congress defund the lawfare activities of state and federal prosecutors who are targeting former President Donald Trump. The proposal includes plans to defund investigations by Special Counsel Jack Smith, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, and Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. The move comes days after Trump was convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records to hide a hush money payment to former porn star Stormy Daniels. He was convicted on all charges in a Manhattan court on Thursday. Jordan sent his recommendation to House Appropriations Chairman Tom Cole on Monday. According to Fox News, it comes after the House Judiciary passed their own bills that will help end political prosecutions, such as the No More Political Prosecutions Act and the Forfeiture Funds Expenditure Transparency Act. So this could be an ask for everyone out there to call their federal congressman or woman and tell them to support this legislation to defund these political prosecutors.
All right, Patel's statement made on True Social demands lawmakers investigate financial gains made by the family of Judge Juan Merchan and examine connections between the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and the Biden White House. Boy, we saw what happened, too, with Biden. But anyhow, he goes on to say, Congress should subpoena the bank records of Merchan's daughter, find out how much money she has made for her family since her father has unlawfully stayed in the case, and how much money she will make as a direct result of the unconstitutional verdict. Patel said, how much you want to bet that they don't pay any taxes on that either? They're just completely and totally corrupt now. President Trump is calling on the Supreme Court intervene. Now, there's been cases before where you could go directly to the Supreme Court, but here now, remember, Dirty Jack tried that. He petitioned the court to let him go directly to it, to them, and when he was trying to say that Trump did not have executive privilege, and they said no. So chances are they might not, but they should, because they could be responsible. I mean, if Trump goes to jail, and this Merchan, I don't know what Hillary has on him, but Hillary owns him. And by the way, I remember hearing Biden. I remember hearing him say, "I will stop Trump from running again." Okay. Now, here, that Supreme Court really should listen right away to hear this case like yesterday, because if they send Trump to jail, the country's boiling. People are angry, okay? And you could have a total complete, because when Biden's revolutionaries, when Bibles that he's brought into this country, they start their stuff, this country could erupt in warfare from one end of it to the other. I mean, it's happened throughout history in many other countries. And people say, well, if you don't talk about it, it won't happen. No, it happens. And then people say, well, if we had only, right, listened. And so the Supreme Court out there, if you're listening, you really need to hear this case. You need to get it in there. And put these wicked, wicked people, stop this, this warfare and this lawfare upon the American people. Because if they could get this away, this is what Trump said. Remember what Jesus said, if they'll do this to me in a green tree, what will they do to you in the dry? Now, and Trump was saying, look, if they'll do this to me, okay, what will they do to you? If they do this to me, someone who is well-known, the former president of the United, well, actually, the legitimate president of the United States, if they're going to do this to me, someone who can afford all these lawyers that I have and that, what are they going to do to you? And we've seen that with the J6ers, didn't we?
We're still seeing it with January 6ers. They're still in prison. They're still being arrested. It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Well, they just sentenced a 75-year-old Christian lady to 10 years in prison. Yeah, for what? For peacefully protesting the killing of innocent children.
Yeah.
Again, these people, and, you know, that jury, if there was a jury, again, God's word, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. We're going to get through that as we go through this scripture this week. But God's paying close attention. He's keeping records. He sees all of what is happening. And, you know, here they cannot say, well, we just did what we were instructed to do. We just did what the court told us to do in the case with Merchanina. No, they knew better. They knew better than that. That very corrupt 12 Democrat jury, they knew better.
And the question is, why isn't Congress defunding these prosecutions?
That's what I've been...
Months and months and months ago.
We asked this
sense.
A year ago. We said, when are you going to defund? When are you going to defund? You know, of course, we've had all these different speakers, and this is why I'm wanting Mr. Johnson, when he's going to defund these people. Not just us, but Matt Gaetz has been crying out. Taylor Greene has been...
We have so many rhinos that aren't really Republicans, that like the corrupt system, that are getting rich, and again, because they have no honor, value, morals, they're siding with the enemy because they like the corrupt system, and they're not seeing ahead to the destruction of the country. They're only thinking, you know, that the love of money is the root of all evil, and we see that in play in our government. I mean, the whole system has been corrupted by what? Wealth, money, and power.
We got to vote them out and then replace them with good people, Lord willing.
Well, they know, even some Democrats are saying, we know we can't win a fair election. We know we can't win a fair election. And in fact, Robert Kennedy is saying that he knows that he cannot win a fair election, and that's why they have to do the. In fact, here it is. Here's an article. It's going to backfire on the Democrats. They have a candidate that cannot win fair and square. Robert Kennedy Jr. speaks out against Democrats. Well, he is a Democrat, okay? His party disgusting to show trial and the verdicts against it. He just went as an independent recently, but he's been a Democrat all his life. And he says this. Robert Kennedy Jr. spoke out against the disgusting Democratic Party show trials and verdicts against President Trump, saying it's going to backfire on the Democrats. Kennedy is also a victim of the Democratic Party. Well, they're going to, him and Trump are going to debate. They're going to have a town hall debate, but Biden won't be there, okay? Democrats rigged their primary to make it impossible for any candidate to challenge Joe Biden. This is due to their superdelegate rule that allows for far-left elitists to pick the candidate and not the voters. these undemocratic party rules forced Kennedy to run as an independent. The Biden regime and Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
He should be charged with treason.
You know, I wonder if you were to put him and charge him, if there was any evidence he ever told the truth about anything. I watched that man under oath lie and perjure himself under oath because he knew there was none. We don't have a Department of Justice.
How many people you think have died from the illegal aliens?
Oh, a lot.
A lot of murder.
How many?
Plus the fentanyl.
How many young girls?
Open borders.
How many young girls have been raped multiple times because of him? Okay, the Biden regime and Department of Homeland Security.
Young children have been sold into slavery. There's one story where there was a car factory. A 13-year-old girl was arrested for working in an automobile factory, making cars on a work line at night. Something smells there. There are child labor laws, you know.
Now, I'm not in favor of Robert Kennedy, but he means he's pro-abortion and pro-sodomite. But,
oh, yeah, very much pro-death.
Yeah, but here you have Mayorkas refused to allow him to have Secret Service. You know, in the past, if you had enough votes, he could get Secret Service if he's on the ballot in so many states, but he refused to have him. I mean, again, so corrupt, so totally corrupt, the Democratic Party is. We're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to have a little clip, and that is to do with here, Biden. Remember, I told you, I heard Biden say that he would stop Trump. No, he sent one of his people from his cabinet up there to go to New York and to assist Bragg. This is in the conviction of President Trump. This is just... Again, everything they do is illegal, unlawful.
It's the controlled demolition of our country.
Yeah, I know. And so point of it is there's no legitimacy. We owe no legitimacy to any of them, the FBI, the DOJ, any of them anymore. They've all been corrupted there. You know.
We're all in great danger because of this invasion.
Yep. We're coming to a break. We'll be back right after this with a whole lot more.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.